This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 92 Biography of Eric Swalwell, the Representative from California. General Information. Eric Swalwell is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for California's 14th Congressional District. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been in office since 2013. Swalwell's district includes parts of Alameda County, including the cities of Dublin, Livermore, and Pleasanton, as well as portions of Fremont and Oakland. Born on November 16, 1980, in Sac City, Iowa, Swalwell moved to California at a young age. He has become known for his advocacy on issues like gun control, environmental protection, and government transparency. Early life and education. Eric Swalwell was born in Sac City, Iowa, but his family relocated to Dublin, California, when he was a child. He grew up in a middle-class family, with his father working as a police officer and his mother as a retail worker. Swalwell attended Wells Middle School and then Dublin High School, where he was active in sports and student government. After high school, he enrolled at the University of Maryland, College Park, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Government and Politics in 2003. Following his undergraduate studies, Swalwell returned to California to attend the University of California, Hastings College of the Law, where he received his Juris Doctor degree in 2006. During his time at law school, he was involved in various legal clinics and externships, gaining practical experience in public service and law. Early career. After graduating from law school, Eric Swalwell began his legal career as a deputy district attorney in Alameda County, focusing on prosecuting cases involving domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse. This role provided him with first-hand insight into the criminal justice system, shaping his future legislative priorities. In 2010, Swalwell decided to enter politics, running for the Dublin City Council. He won the election, becoming one of the youngest council members at the age of 29. During his tenure, he was known for his efforts to improve public safety, support local businesses, and enhance community engagement. His time on the City Council was marked by initiatives to increase transparency in local government, including the establishment of a city website to better inform residents about council activities and decisions. Election history. Eric Swalwell's political career took a significant turn when he decided to run for Congress in 2012. He challenged the longtime incumbent, Pete Stark, in the Democratic primary for California's newly redrawn 15th district. Swalwell's campaign focused on the need for new leadership and fresh ideas, which resonated with voters, leading to his victory in the primary and subsequently in the general election. Since his initial election, Swalwell has been re-elected multiple times, demonstrating his ability to connect with constituents and address their concerns. In 2016, after redistricting, he ran in the 15th district again, which was renumbered to the 14th district in 2022 due to further redistricting. His campaigns have often highlighted his commitment to progressive policies, his engagement with younger voters, and his use of social media to communicate directly with his constituents. Political stances. Eric Swalwell is known for his progressive stances on several key issues. He has been a vocal advocate for gun control, notably pushing for an assault weapons ban and universal background checks. His personal experience as a prosecutor has influenced his strong stance on criminal justice reform, advocating for policies that address systemic issues within the legal system. On environmental issues, Swalwell supports aggressive action against climate change, including the Green New Deal. He has worked on legislation to promote clean energy, reduce carbon emissions, and protect natural resources. In terms of healthcare, he supports Medicare for All, arguing for a system that ensures universal coverage and reduces the financial burden on American families. He has also been involved in efforts to lower prescription drug costs and expand access to mental health services. Swalwell has been a proponent of government transparency and ethics reform, often criticizing what he sees as corruption or undue influence in politics. He has introduced bills aimed at increasing disclosure requirements for politicians and limiting the influence of lobbyists. His foreign policy views are generally aligned with traditional democratic positions, advocating for strong alliances, human rights, and a cautious approach to military engagement. He has been critical of certain foreign policies of the Trump administration, particularly regarding Russia and North Korea. Swalwell's political career has not been without controversy, particularly his involvement in the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, where he was targeted by disinformation campaigns. Despite these challenges, he remains a committed public servant, focusing on representing his district's interests and pushing for progressive change at the national level. Eric Swalwell, representing California's 14th Congressional District, has garnered significant support due to his proactive stance on several key issues that resonate with his constituents. His commitment to gun control, for instance, has been a pivotal point of attraction for many voters who are increasingly concerned about gun violence in America. Swalwell's advocacy for stricter gun laws, including his proposal for a mandatory buyback of assault weapons, reflects a desire to address what many see as a public health crisis. This approach not only appeals to those directly affected by gun violence but also to a broader electorate looking for decisive action on this contentious issue. Another reason for Swalwell's support is his focus on environmental issues. As a representative from a state often at the forefront of environmental policy, Swalwell has pushed for legislation aimed at combating climate change, promoting clean energy, and protecting natural resources. His efforts in these areas align with the values of many in his district, who prioritize sustainability and environmental justice. His involvement in initiatives like the Green New Deal underscores his commitment to not just future generations but also to the immediate well-being of his community, which faces real threats from climate change. Swalwell's approach to technology and innovation also plays a significant role in his support base. Located in the heart of Silicon Valley, his district benefits from his understanding and promotion of tech policies that foster innovation while protecting consumer rights. He has been vocal about the need for privacy laws, net neutrality, and the ethical use of technology, which resonates with tech workers and entrepreneurs who see him as an ally in navigating the complex landscape of tech policy. His engagement with tech issues not only supports local industries but also positions him as a forward-thinking legislator. Moreover, Swalwell's personal background and political journey contribute to his appeal. Coming from a relatively modest background, his rise to Congress is often cited as an example of the American dream, making him relatable to many who see him as one of their own. His narrative of hard work, education, and public service resonates with voters who value meritocracy and opportunity. Additionally, his active engagement with his constituents through town halls, social media, and community events has built a reputation for accessibility and responsiveness, which is highly valued in political representation. Lastly, Swalwell's role in national politics, particularly his outspoken criticism of former President Trump and his involvement in the impeachment proceedings, has solidified his standing among Democrats and those who oppose Trump's policies. His visibility on national media and his willingness to confront controversial issues head-on have made him a figure of resistance against what many see as threats to democratic norms. This has not only increased his national profile but also reinforced his support at home, where many appreciate his courage in standing up for what they believe in. His actions during these tumultuous times have painted him as a defender of democracy, further endearing him to his supporters. Eric Swalwell, a representative from California's 14th District, has faced significant opposition for several reasons, one of which includes his involvement in the alleged Chinese espionage scandal. He was linked to a suspected Chinese spy named Christine Fang, or Fang Fang, who reportedly developed ties with him and other politicians to gain influence. This association has raised national security concerns among constituents and political observers alike, questioning his judgment and the security protocols in place for elected officials. Another point of contention is Swalwell's political stance, which many of his detractors view as too progressive or out of touch with the district's more moderate or conservative voters. His advocacy for gun control, including his proposal for a mandatory buyback of assault weapons, has been met with fierce opposition from those who see this as an infringement on Second Amendment rights. This policy, in particular, has painted him as an extremist in the eyes of gun rights advocates, leading to a significant backlash. Swalwell's approach to economic issues has also drawn criticism. His support for policies like the Green New Deal, which some constituents argue could lead to job losses in traditional industries, has not sat well with those who prioritize economic stability over environmental concerns. His critics argue that his economic policies lack practicality and could potentially harm local businesses and the economy of his district. Moreover, his visibility and actions during the Trump administration, particularly his role in the impeachment proceedings, have polarized opinions. While some applaud his efforts to hold the former president accountable, others view these actions as partisan and divisive, accusing him of engaging in political theater rather than focusing on district-specific issues. This has led to a perception among some voters that he prioritizes national political battles over local governance. There's also a sentiment that Swalwell's media presence and his frequent appearances on cable news networks contribute to a perception of him being more interested in personal fame than in serving his constituents. His active social media engagement, often filled with political jabs and commentary, is seen by some as unbecoming of a representative, suggesting he's more focused on building a national profile than addressing local needs. Lastly, his handling of local issues has been criticized. Some residents feel that Swalwell has not adequately addressed key local concerns like housing affordability, traffic congestion, and public safety, focusing instead on broader, national issues. This disconnect has led to a feeling among some voters that he is not truly representing their interests or understanding the day-to-day challenges they face. In summary, the lack of support for Eric Swalwell stems from a combination of his controversial associations, his political positions, his economic policies, his role in national politics, his media persona, and his perceived neglect of local issues. These factors have contributed to a significant portion of his district feeling alienated or at odds with his representation. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.